entertainment companies, which are a handful of massive conglomerates, those same companies also own all the film studios, all the TV stations pretty much in the 10 largest markets. They own all or part of every single commercial cable channel. They look at the teen market as part of this massive empire that they're colonizing.
These techniques will work. That's been proved by thousands of salesmen in every line of business. And that's why the selling ace knows he's got to dig just a little harder than the next man to stay on top.
I remember the first time I ever heard a recording of a sales pitch of mine.
This method is highly recommended. You need to buy a ballpoint pen, an apple pie, a bottle of glue, a box of matches, a can of red paint, a new hat, a mousetrap, a jar of mustard, a pair of sunglasses, and a hammer.
All the way through it was...
Place the apple pie on top of the pen and let it balance there. Then pour the glue all over the pie and let it drip down onto the table. Around the edge of the table, stand the matches like a wooden fence. Set them on fire.
I didn't have a cold, I didn't have laryngitis, I was just nervous. I'm always nervous when I sell.
Now you have the pen on end on the table, the pie on the pen, and the glue poured all over the pie. The matches are burning around the table's edge. Next, glancing around, you see a mousetrap closed over your eyeglasses. It has broken one lens. The other lens has been smeared with mustard. And someone is beating on the glasses with a hammer. And it embarrasses.
Don't let that happen to you. Remember, these techniques will work, but they won't work by themselves. You have to put them to work, and you have to put yourself to work first.
In other words, if you meet a man and he has heavy eyebrows, you should set them on fire. They would be flaming. You could stretch your lips to make them even larger.
You have to do it. Do it.
But I did. I placed Mr. Calicut in the form of a calico cat on the radiator arm. Actually, I tied the cat there by its tail and let it screech and holler. It was a mean thing to do to a cat, but I did.
I didn't have a cold. I didn't have laryngitis. I'm nervous. I'm always nervous.
I imagined Mr. Crutchfield as jacking off on the radiator ornament. While it was out in a field. If I had met more people, I would have continued to add them to the calico cat.
But first, you have to get bloated. Say, today is the one day I'm going to get drunk.
You said you sounded like a broken record.